Hi, this is Media Geek host Paul Reismandel, and this is the second part of our February 19th program. It's my interview with John Anderson of DIYmedia.net when we get down to the business of radio and, well, why the business of radio isn't doing so well. And you're going to hear us ask you several times to give a call in to WNUR, home of the Media Geek radio show, and to make a pledge of support. And that's why I'm making an introduction to part two here, which I normally don't do, because the phone lines very well may still be open while you're listening to this program. In fact, the phone lines will be open all the way through to February 26th. And so if you are listening to the Media Geek Radio Show on a regular basis or just listening for the first time now and you enjoy it and you appreciate being able to get it, a completely non-commercial, free podcast with, as I mentioned, non-commercial, no commercials at all, no sponsorships at all, then please do consider giving some money to WNUR, the home of the show, also a non-commercial radio station in Evanston, Illinois. If it were not for the support of WNUR giving a studio and airtime for the Media Geek Radio Show, the show could not continue on as it does. So I hope you'll take a moment and call 847-491-WNUR and give some money. $10, $20, $30, $40, $50, $60, whatever you can afford. If you can afford $20, they'll send you a really cool WNUR t-shirt. And so if you enjoy this podcast, you enjoy and are an enthusiast of non-commercial media, which as a listener to Media Geek, I bet you probably are, take a moment and please give WNUR a call. 847-491-WNUR. Now on with the podcast. But remind folks, you are listening to Media Geek, your weekly look at the world of grassroots and independent media, as well as a critical examination of our media environment. My name is Paul Reismandel, and I'm your host, John Anderson, who is the man behind DIYmedia.net on the internet, and a former radio journalist and now a PhD candidate, Institute of Communications Research, who is studying HD radio, which you may have heard of or had advertised to you on commercial radio as part of his dissertation, someone who's been watching radio all along. And you were listening to it on WNUR-FM, Evanston, Chicago, which is a Chicago sound experiment. And I want to point out to you that this is a program that really you're not going to hear anywhere besides the left end of the dial, and really only on stations that permit the degree of experimentation and freedom that WNUR does. I brought the show
and
from
discourse,
like and discourse,
the level of discourse,
exactly
the range of discourse.
I originated the show. I started the show at WEFT in Champaign, Urbana, which is a community station down there. I was really lucky to be able to continue the show here at WNUR. They're willing to give over a prime hour at 9 o'clock to me every Thursday, and I knew it was going to work out okay when I saw other programs like This Is Hell and the Sunday night talk programs here, which promote discourse, promote open dialogue. I knew that this would be a good home, but it's increasingly rare commodity on the radio. This is the kind of show which probably would not be on satellite radio. I most can assure you would not turn up on commercial radio, not just because they wouldn't be so interested in the critical viewpoints, but simply because they wouldn't be very interested in a 1 hour show like this talking about media at all. You know,
it wouldn't sell enough laundry detergent.
It wouldn't bring in the ditto heads. And increasingly, if it's not a show that they can carry on at least 20 stations and at least a third of the major markets nationwide, they don't want it at all. So this is something.
Clear Channel, by the way, you know who Clear Channel's top talent is right now?
No.
Ryan Seacrest.
No kidding. Ryan Seacrest.
Fact,
he does the top. Does he do like the top 40 now?
Yeah, he's, you know, the American Idol guy or whatever.
Yeah.
He's like their main talent. He's like their Howard Stern. He's the thing that they are going to start syndicating in mass as they fire off all their local talent, the remaining few that have been.
And a guy
Ryan Seacrest.
Who essentially has no particular talent except that he's inoffensive, right?
He was on a TV show once,
That's pretty much it. So it's radio like this that really gets down. I mean, the reason I do this show is because I think that it's important for us to understand the issues confronting really democracy. It's our ability to communicate, our ability to receive good communications, our ability to share good communications that undergird our ability to act as informed citizens, informed persons, informed residents, however you want to look at it. In whatever affairs we have, whether it's the affairs of state, whether it's in elections or in the affairs of our everyday lives and making choices and on how we spend our money, how we spend our time. I think we need to have good information is going to undergird it. And the ability to do this is bounded by law. It's bounded by policy. It's bounded by economics. It's bounded by whether...
This is not rocket science.
No. And it's bounded by
thing about what you do.
By whether or not there's a live human being.
This is the important thing of a media geek, folks out there in radio land, is that this is a show that is dedicated to demystifying things that historically we have been told we are not supposed to know or care or have any agency about. Media policy and how we interact with each other, ultimately, and how we conceive of democracy has been something that has never really been talked about, and sure as hell never been talked about for 60 straight minutes on a radio program in common, plain English. You know, this is a service that is really very wholly unique. There are similar programs like what you do, but they don't do it the same way that you do, and they don't bring the same perspective. And it's only happening because you have outlets like WNUR that are permissive enough to give you the voice to do
unfettered
good work.
So long as I do not commit slander, I do not break any FCC rules. We are permitted to continue to broadcast this information unexpurgated. So please give us a call. Let's keep it going. 847-491-WNUR, 847-491-9687, and make us a donation, make a pledge. Call up and tell us you're going to give us some money to help keep WNUR on the air at $20. We have a really great T-shirt. It's fantastic. WNUR T-shirts, I guess, I understand there's a real trade in them because they're limited edition. 1 year, we never repeat a design, always fresh, always something interesting. And people will call up and say, oh, that design you did 3 years ago, I really love that. Apparently, there's one with a bug on it. I haven't seen it because I've only been here since for about a year. But apparently, that was a real great one. Occasionally, they go on eBay. If you can imagine that. Occasionally they go on eBay. So this year you want the ghost and it's killer. I'm actually going to get a bunch. These are going to be my spring gifts to a bunch of friends because I think they need to have these t-shirts and they'll like them. I'll be my new party favorites, I guess. But $20 is a great t-shirt.
Please.
Yep, you're on the list. You're on the list, John. $20. it's great. It helps WNUR. 847-491-WNUR, 847-491-9687. Remember, we do this just once a year. Once a year, we take just 1 week out where we spend time asking for you to communicate back to us. We always hope you're communicating back to us. You know, if when you call at the studio, you talk to a real person right there, we can tell you what they played, or sometimes you get the opportunity to call in and be on the air. It's very interactive. None of it's pre-recorded. Not a darn thing is pre-recorded. There's always a live human being here behind the microphone, behind the controls.
Wow.
I mean, and just increasingly rare and unusual commodity. So we always like to hear back from you. Here's the one time a year we make a real big special effort for a full week. I know a lot of people are putting on special programming, best ofs, retrospectives. I know this afternoon during the rock show, they were in here doing a retrospective of the Flying Nun record label out of New Zealand. Lots of interesting indie rock. Yeah, I mean, just amazing, amazing cultural experience, news experience, information experience. Lovingly curated for you here at WNUR. So give us a call. We need you. You are part of the family here that keeps it going, that keeps it on the air. 847-491-9687.
All for the low honor system obligation
of
$20. That's it.
So give us that call. If you can give more, please. $60 is a great way. It's a very minimal commitment of $5 a month. It's you know, it's less than a pack of cigarettes a month, you know. You barely get a six pack of beer a month. I mean, really, that $5 a month could be a very great contribution here to WNUR. 847-491-9687. Give us a call right now. Well, John, what I wanted to pick up is, you know, we can have all this finger pointing. Oh, it's the internet. Oh, we lost the battle for the dashboard because people now can control, have MP3s. You know, the music industry wants to point to downloading and file sharing as the point of its demise. Radio wants to point to satellite and point to the internet. Everyone's pointing their fingers. But the real question, I think the real answer, and it's something which, you know, we've talked about quite a bit. Sure, you had competition you didn't expect. Well, that happens in industries across the world, right? I mean, isn't that the nature of a market-based system, which you all CEOs seem to all love and talk endlessly about and say, hands off our market, right? It's all about innovation, right? New products, new services, you know, that's what drives the economy. So, you know, what's really behind it? And I think what's behind it really is a lot of it's just real bad economics, bad investments, over-leveraging, and then on top of that, squeezing the life's blood out of the very media you've bought, whether it's Clear Channel firing all local staff, consolidating, you know, all the stations and area into one building, taking away any local connection out of what used to be a completely local medium where you know, you might actually have a beer with the guy who was on the air, or see the people who are on the air, you know, down at your local supermarket. Took it and made it into the blandest thing possible, took away its very essence, and now, you know, they're doing the same thing on satellite radio. But one guy who seems to be documenting that for radio, better than anyone else, and someone who has seen it all, and someone you have quoted recently on your website, is Jerry Del Colliano, who is publishing a blog called Inside Music Media.
Music Media, yeah. Yeah, that guy is one pro. He's an old pro. He's been involved in radio for decades. He actually used to run a publication called Inside Radio. I used to read it every week. It was a fax newsletter that you subscribe to, and he also compiled ownership data and other financial data on the radio industry and sold it. He was a person who was very critical of consolidation when it began to happen, and he talked about consolidation and its effects, and kind of, you know, was a prognosticator of what was to come, and he focused on, you know, the biggest bully on the block at the time, Clear Channel, and Clear Channel was so incensed that there was this insider in the industry that they started their own basically slanderous newsletter called Inside Radio, whose first edition had that quintessential picture of a guy who's been photoshopped, so he's turned around and his head's up his behind, and under the caption it said something like, Jerry is looking for inside information. They actually said in their newsletter, Inside Radio, we'll pay you money, $100 to $250, if you can give us a dirt on Jerry Del Colliano. Well, Jerry, being the pro that he was, the hard-nosed, hard-skinned radio professional that he was, wasn't going to take that lying down. And he sued Clear Channel for $110 million, basically for slandering him and all this other stuff. And the lawsuit was settled out of court. Inside Radio was actually sold to Clear Channel, and so now they own the publication, and they've actually consolidated it with the other large industry publication, which is M Street. And Jerry went on to teach new media and media policy and media economics, I think at USC, University of Southern California, at like Davis or something like that. And he is now blogging. And he is blogging prolifically about what is happening within the industry. And I find it to be an incredibly eye-opening source of information, not only because he is the most pessimistic pundit you can find in the industry, and for very good reason, because he knows what's going on. And he has contacts within the industry who are feeding him information. It is kind of a gossip blog. It's kind of like the old Inside Radio is back now, you know. But he's also bringing the perspective of having seen the next generation, the college students of today, and how they are so disengaged with radio. Mm-hmm. And one of his main premise, many of his premises deal with the fact that radio missed the boat when they forgot to adapt to new media. There were lots of ways that radio could have leveraged its localism, its connection to its community, et cetera, using mediums like the internet, like cellular telephony and things like that. And they totally didn't do it. They just thought they had their patch of spectrum and everything would be okay if they just kept doing what they were doing. And now the current crop, the next generation, doesn't even think of radio as a viable medium anymore.
Yep.
And so he's not only concerned about, you know, what's happening in this quarter and the next quarter and the next year, but he's thinking generationally about the survival of broadcast, terrestrial, especially terrestrial broadcast radio as we know it. And he has been, like I said, very prescient on some of the things that he's commented on. He is full of piss and vinegar, and he's always got a good read, and he's a prolific poster. I mean, you and I post maybe once a week.
Yeah, he's been at it.
He posts like 3 times a day.
And he posts like 1,500 words at a shot. I mean,
oh, yeah.
And
yeah. I mean,
what's interesting about it?
It's concise, it's incisive, it's good stuff.
Oh, yeah. And what's interesting about it is that, I mean, I'm a critic of commercial media. You know, and I've been a fan, of course, but I've been a critic of the commercial system. You know, I think you might find yourself in the same boat in that way. Well, I'm very big fans of independent and community media and public media. Jerry's a fan of the commercial system. I mean, this is a man who loves radio. This is a man who loved commercial radio. He was an industry guy. He was when you work in industry newsletter like that, you're usually a cheerleader, right? You're not expected to be objective vis-a-vis the industry. You're not expected to think, you know, to be working on inside radio as a guy who thinks commercial radio should be disbanded. You're expected that perhaps that you have the inside scoop, or that you have a very critical outlook on how the industry can best survive and best perform the way it should, which he certainly had an opinion on when he was doing that. But he was not a critic of commercial radio. And to have this guy here outlining this for us and really singing the tune of these guys, you know, ruined the industry they got into. And they squeeze it to death. And, you know, and he's the one who's pointed out, as I made mention at the top of the show, that, you know, all of the major radio stocks, the ones that are still publicly traded, trade at $2 or less. They're junk stocks. These are
radio
junk
one,
bonds now.
I think Radio One, which is pretty much, they focus on major market Hispanic stations and things like that. I think the last time I checked their stock, they were trading at 23 cents. I mean, they're like penny stocks.
Yeah.
Penny stocks.
Well, and so just posted today, as we go to air on Thursday, February 19th, 2009, Jerry says, Clear Channel is getting ready for phase two of its employee firing scheme. Rumor is Friday.
Yep.
If the first one had been codenamed Hiroshima, the next one will be Nagasaki, a detonation that will continue to obliterate radio's talented population.
Yeah.
But don't let... Go ahead.
Jerry is a person who is lamenting the demise of a type of commercial radio that actually had value. I mean, we can argue back and forth, and we've made the point repeatedly on this program that our system was set up to favor commercial radio from the outset, and that was detrimental to the effectiveness of radio as a democratic medium, full stop, okay? But there were good things. I mean, looking at the current situation, you can kind of look back wistfully at the good old days of ye olde commercial radio. And a lot of his posts have been talking about, you know, you want to reinvigorate your sales? Why don't you go into the old bag of tricks, appeal to listeners, you know, do things creative with them. Give cash, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Invest in your listener loyalty, you know. And it's really interesting to hear these things now. These are things which before I would dismiss as just being part of a system that I don't agree with. And now I'm like, well, yeah, that might actually work to save the viability of the entire medium. Wouldn't that be nice? Because if commercial radio dies, non-commercial radio is not just going to amoeba-like expand to the rest of the dial.
Here's a great quote from Jerry. And actually, it's a long part of his post today. In which he says, quote, "I've been having an exchange with Saga CEO Ed Christian, and I've known for a long time, who's very unhappy that Live characterized him as part of the problem. Ed, it is fair to say, loves his business and thinks the bad guys will eventually fall on their swords and die. I agree. But in the process, the industry will die." Now, Saga, I don't know that they own any stations in the Chicago area. Focuses on mid-markets. So down in Champaign-Urbana, where I used to be and where you live right now, they're a big player in the Champaign-Urbana market, owning stations across central Illinois. Big player, and also has turned many stations in central Illinois that used to be local, locally produced, locally owned, with local personalities on the air, has turned them into cookie-cutter top 40 stations, often just playlisted or staff from their central location in, I think, in Champaign. So, you know, they've done the same Clear Channel process on a smaller scale. But what Jerry Reitz says he would say to Ed, the head CEO of Saga, he says, "I chide him to speak out against his brethren. Fight for jobs, fight for local radio, fight for excellent programming. Take a stand, say something in public. Obviously, Eddie doesn't see it that way, which is why, in my opinion, he and his consolidator buddies simply swallow their tongues while this holocaust continues. Don't expect to hear their voices as the outrage of incompetence and selfishness ruins the radio industry." That's that's some harsh words. You want to find Jerry's blog by Jerry Del Coliano, insidemusicmedia.blogspot.com. Where you can really keep up with the very grisly details of the massacre that's happening right now in the commercial radio industry and NXM Sirius.
He is picking them apart, and it's a dirty job, and somebody's got to do it, and there's no better person than him.
You know, John, I really hope that something you mentioned earlier might be true, that out of the end, out of the ashes, that there will still be stations and licenses, and that they might be picked up by new broadcasters or folks wanting to get into broadcasting who can actually put on the air local radio that will serve the interests of their local community, simply because they're going to be able to do so for pennies on a dollar compared to what Clear Channel paid for stations, and be able to run them at a profit, perhaps, just not at a huge profit.
Well, like I said, Paul, that is a potentiality, and I'm knocking on wood.
Yeah.
But I am not hopeful. You know, when I look at the trajectory of the medium and the way it is floundering on multiple levels, technologically, economically, politically, all the political capital the National Association of Broadcasters spent fighting SiriusXM's merger, you know, and Jerry's been very, very critical about that. I would love it if that would happen, if these people would fall on their swords and die. But I really think Jerry's onto something when he says they will, but they'll take the industry with them. Mm-hmm. And if they take the industry with them, because the industry is the medium, historically speaking, in the United States context, that worries me. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm in grad school buckling down trying to figure out what the future of radio is. And that's a question I can't answer yet, Paul.
Right.
I can't.
But we all will be watching to see where this goes.
And we'll keep asking questions.
And it's not a victory for the internet, I don't think. It's not a victory for satellite or these other channels. Radio is still an important medium that serves communities, brings them emergency information, brings them local news, tells them things about what's going on in ways that's otherwise difficult to do or difficult to get that information, whether it's from radio, whether it's from television, internet, or papers. You know, when the power goes out and you can't run your computer and your wireless router isn't running, it's likely your local station has a generator.
Yeah.
That you can we have one here, actually, that you can turn on.
You guys have two transmitters. You have crazy redundancy.
Well, exactly, because we realize that WNUR is a public service, and that's taken very, very seriously. It's taken very seriously around here, that this is a real public service that people really rely on. And we participate in the emergency alert system. So the same alerts that you hear, we do the test, you'll hear them. And if there is an emergency, we're part of the system. We will broadcast those alerts and keep you informed with what's going on. It's an important medium. So, John, DIYmedia.net is your website.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for joining. And I hope you'll stick around for a minute or two. We're going to go a minute or two over. Sorry. Because we got to do the whole phone-a-thon thing.
Yes, it's a phone-a-thon.
So, come on, Mike. Actually, if you got a second here,
sure thing.
Introduce yourself to everybody.
How y'all doing? This is G Coos of Part Time Soccer Radio. Yes, and we do have the phone-a-thon, so make sure you do support this station because I know you love it.
So tell me, folks who listen regularly to Part Time Soccer Radio know what it is, but there might be folks in the transition lines turning off or whatever. Can you tell me real quick what it is, what the show is, what are you doing?
Part Time Soccer's, to start with, we've been on this station since 2000. We're here, we're going to be celebrating 9 years in March, which is a really long time. And we've been providing underground dance music, which originates mostly in the UK. We started with a lot of drum and bass, and we kind of moved on to dubstep. And we still, on occasion play other stuff. And it's just, I think we're kind of right in the middle of the scene. So we have access to a lot of fresh music that people might not, a lot of dubs that you might not be able to get anywhere. Dealing with a lot of producers worldwide and stuff, and a lot of MCs and whatnot.
But I noticed that I see a lot of MCs come in here.
Right, yes. So we have guests like tonight, for example. We have a fellow named Anti-Serum from San Francisco, who's an awesome producer and a DJ too, so... as a special for the phone-a-thon.
And you get some Chicago folks in here too, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. There's the scene is pretty thick in Chicago as well. So we have
But there's no one else playing this on the radio.
On the radio, not so much. Actually, WLUW on Thursday nights, Chris Widman rocks it, and then there is some dubstep that's going to be happening right now on WNUR. There's some more besides our show. Mm-hmm. So I was actually working with a flyer for that, and I noticed that a lot of people are. Not a lot of people, but a couple other shows are going to be featuring some dubstep. So, it's
but this
spreading.
Is a nine. This is a 9 year commitment.
Yes, and then hopefully 9 more years to go.
It's part of the whole street beat block of programming.
Definitely, yes. Yeah.
John, yeah. Were you going to say something?
And street. Is somebody else?
Yeah. Sorry. Oh yeah, you don't have headphones on.
No, I'm just laughing.
You're just laughing, right?
Yeah, my mind is blown by the fact that this program's been going on for 9 years.
Yeah, so his mind is blown and this has been on for 9 years.
Right, and
it's been providing
a block
so
in
much
itself. It plays a lot of different, underground stuff. And, of course, WNUR is all about underrepresented music besides other
a lot of electronic dance and hip-hop and
definitely.
Rap, which is...
Right up my alley. I envy you.
He says he envies you. It's totally totally what John's into. And very underrepresented on the commercial radio dial. And the radio formats come and go. The shows come and go. And WNUR has made a commitment to electronic, experimental dance music, progressive dance, and rap and hip hop for decades.
Street beat has, yes, definitely.
For decades.
WNUR overall plays all, you hear jazz, you hear world music, you hear rock, you hear all kinds of different stuff. Whatever you're into, you're probably going to find it here on WNUR.
So, folks, you're not going to get this anywhere else.
Nope.
And sure, there's great stuff on the internet, no doubt. I'm not going to slag on internet radio. It's great, but at the same time, you're connected to a computer.
You can't tune in and driving around in your car, all right?
Not yet, at least, right? You can't really walk around and listen. And at the same time, so much internet radio, what we fail to take into account is really playlist radio. You might be listening to a set that someone put together.
We actually, as a part-time suckers, we do internet radio show on Saturday nights on dubstep.fm, and we mix live.
Okay, so you do
week.
A live mix,
right?
But so many stations,
so many
not
stations,
so live,
yeah.
and so much time, not really any interactive. Like here, folks call you, right?
Definitely.
IM you,
right? Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely.
And you're dealing direct to the source, find out who's going on, and if there were an MC who sent you his CD or sent you an MP3.
Yeah, well, oftentimes we do play it, and like I said, we deal with a lot of producers that send us music anyway. But then there's people that do listen to the show and send us music just to play on the show.
So. It's the last vestiges of truly local radio.
Right, definitely.
In the Chicago region, playing music and tapping into culture, which is popular in the Chicago area, which has real aficionados and is real, it's a real absolute part of the Chicago area fabric.
Definitely. And you can... being that it is the local radio, none of us are really superstars or anything of that nature. So you can, we play shows live here and there, and you can just walk up to us and talk to us about the stuff you're interested in hearing, about stuff you like or you don't like, whatever. And we're definitely listening to what our listeners have.
So you have some good stuff coming up later on the show. Well, I'll accelerate it. I just want to tell everyone, you got to give us a call.
Yes.
847-491-WNUR.
Not the regular number tonight, or for this week, rather.
847-491-9687. $20 will get you the great WNUR t-shirt. It's a funky design with a ghost with sneakers. It's going to be a classic. I really like it. I'm definitely getting mine, so you'd better get yours. If you can give more, I suggest $60. It's great. It's $5 a month. Go so far to keeping WNUR on the air and connected, committed, accessible, and accountable.
Yeah, it's
to the listeners and the people of the Chicago area.
Look at it as an investment. You cannot, you know, you're not buying the music to keep, but you're supporting something that you can hear. You know, every week you can tune in and hear something new. So it's kind of like, you know, your local iTunes style.
That's right.
So
you go track down the MP3s and the 12 inches so they don't have to.
Right, exactly. So we're providing you a service, and nobody hears stuff in their pockets. Nobody's walking out with the money. Nobody gets paid here. We're not on a non-commercial radio.
Goes right into keeping the station alive.
And all quality stuff. We're not telling you where to go to buy and where to shop and where to travel or whatever. You know, just the stuff, just the quality programming only.
So. Very good. All right. Well, you are listening to WNUR. John, thanks for staying alive, staying on with me for the last couple minutes there.
And you're very welcome, sir.
And, well, I look forward to speaking to you again. We'll have to keep this conversation up. I'm hoping to get Jerry on the show. He's not responded to any of my emails, but maybe he'll hear about the fact that we brought him up and said nice things.
Maybe when he calms down.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Maybe he just can't get away from his keyboard long enough.
Yeah.
Okay, John, thanks again.
Sure.
Bye-bye. And this is WNUR FM, Evanston and Chicago. Chicago's sound experiment. Before we get into the music, right, before we start playing here, you know, because you don't want to miss any of the set coming up. I know you don't want to miss. You have the intro music, so this is your moment to give us that call right now. Get out of the way. 847-491-WNUR. 847-491-9687.
And
okay, sure, go ahead.
As good as the music is going to be tonight, don't hesitate to call. These mixes most of the time are available online, as a matter of fact, which we were just talking about. JEEKOOS.com, which is my personal site, and you can go there and download the mixes from past 4 years at least. And I'm a little behind, but I'm catching up to it slowly. So you're going to be able to get this mix eventually. So don't hesitate and call.
Yes, give us a call. 847-491-WNUR. Call now.
All right. Let's get started. You may learn something.